AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. John Kirby at the Pentagon says Russian forces are in place along the Ukraine border.
They have, as we've said for a long time, significant combined arms capabilities arrayed against Ukraine right now. And they are ready to go.
At today's briefing, Kirby says additional U.S. personnel are being repositioned to reassure NATO allies. The Kremlin says rebel leaders in eastern Ukraine asked Russia for military assistance to help fend off Ukrainian aggression. Ukraine declared a nationwide state of emergency. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki says there are new sanctions against Russia, against the company that built the Russia to Germany Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline, and against the company's CEO.
And what we're seeing now, our assessment is that he is improvising, adapting, and having to respond and adapt his own actions to as we are responding to him.
Meantime, a new poll shows few Americans think President Biden should play a major role in Ukraine. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds just 26% of respondents saying the U.S. should have a major role in the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. 52% say the U.S. should have a minor role, while 20% say the U.S. should have no role at all.
The tensions in Ukraine are weighing heavily on stocks. Another day of big losses. The Dow Jones Industrials finished down 464 points. The future of the New York investigation of former President Donald Trump is now in question. The two prosecutors in charge of the Manhattan District Attorney's criminal case have suddenly resigned. The federal government says it won't deliver any water to California farmers because of severe drought. It will force many farmers to plant fewer crops in a region that supplies a quarter of the nation's food. California is now entering the third year of a severe drought. This is AP News. Ukrainian officials say economic destabilization is a pillar of the hybrid war Russia is waging.
The threat of war is shredding Ukraine's economy, and many Ukrainians and foreign residents alike are asking why they're the ones suffering instead of Russia. Like businessman Stuart McKenzie in Kiev, who says many people he knows will stay put for now.
Are you meant to run just because, you know, he's at the border?
The pressure from Russian troops has closed international offices, cancelled many flights, and caused hundreds of millions of dollars in investment to dry up within weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A small convoy of truckers demanding an end to coronavirus mandates began a cross-country drive from California to Washington, D.C. Several hundred people rallied in a parking lot in the cold, windswept Mojave Desert town of Adelanto before about two dozen trucks and a number of other vehicles hit the road. It wasn't clear how many intended to go all the way. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.